Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
To deny sin is bad news indeed, writes John Alexander. Continuing, he says, the only good news is sin itself. Sin is the best news there is, the best news that there could be in our predicament. Because with sin, there is a way out. There is the possibility of repentance. You can't repent of confusion or psychological flaws inflicted by your parents. You're stuck with them. But you can repent of sin. Sin and repentance are the only grounds for hope and joy, the grounds for reconciled, joyful relationships. Did you notice the phrase, there is the possibility of repentance? Now, just a minute, you may be thinking, what does repentance have to do with forgiveness? I thought when God forgave me, He just wiped the slate clean and that was all there is to this business. Scores of people consider forgiveness to be a kind of I'm okay, you're okay too sort of business with God, whereby you acknowledge your failure and God forgives you and that's it. Is that an oversimplification? Well, first let's define our terms. The Greek word for repentance means a change of mind, and the word is used throughout the Bible in relationship to the transaction of genuine forgiveness and restoration. For example, John the Baptist preached a simple gospel. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near, he cried. Jesus proclaimed the same thing. Following the 40 days of temptation, Jesus began his public ministry. From that time on, says Matthew, one of his biographers, Jesus began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. The disciples proclaimed the same thing. They went out and preached that people should repent, says Mark 6:12. On the day of Pentecost, Peter stood and boldly cried, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Throughout the letters of Paul, the same theme continued. In fact, when Paul wrote to the Corinthians, he stressed there are two kinds of sorrow over wrongdoing. The kind that comes because you get caught, an embarrassment which causes you to lose face. An authentic repentance which is a deep sorrow for wrongdoing, and that leads to change. Okay, we acknowledge that this element of repentance seems to be missing from our thinking today. It's been replaced with a kind of forgiveness which makes us feel good about ourselves. The kind that makes us acknowledge wrongdoing, but with no real sorrow attached to it. But here's my question. Is this kind of forgiveness genuine? Or put another way, can there be forgiveness without repentance? Not if you believe what the Bible says. Biblical repentance, contended John Woodbridge, includes 5 concepts. 1. A change of mind or thinking. 2. A deep sorrow for wrongdoing, the kind that David had following his affair with Bathsheba. 3. The confession of your sin. 4. A forsaking of wrongdoing, which involves a clean break with what you know to be wrong. And finally, 5. A turning to God, who alone offers pardon and strength to do right. A wayward son wanting to come back home wrote to his father and said, Dad, if you and Mom can forgive me, please tie a small white flag to the fence out in front of the house and I'll know it's okay to come back. But if there's no white flag, I'll not come in. To his surprise, he saw not a white flag, but a white bedsheet flapping in the breeze. Of one thing you can be certain, God is far more willing to extend forgiveness for your wrongdoing than you are to turn from your sin.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.